For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind chill levels are expected across much of the central United States at the start of the week, and Missouri is no exception. The National Weather Service has issued wind chill warnings for Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri at least through today because of a blast of Arctic air that will dominate the weather throughout the region. Several inches of snow is also expected to fall across much of Missouri today. The Columbia Missourian reports Columbia College's main campus has canceled classes today because of concerns about the winter weather. MU also announced that it will shift to remote operations today, meaning all classes will be held remotely. The city of Columbia will extend its temporary overnight warming center through Thursday as well. Missouri Republican lawmakers have filed a trio of bills that would give voters the opportunity to amend the state constitution to add protections for children and adults with pre-existing conditions. The Columbia Missourian reports, lawmakers are concerned the pandemic will add to the more than 1 million Missourians who already have pre-existing conditions, which would make it more difficult for them to obtain health insurance if a GOP-led effort to overturn the Affordable Care Act prevails before the U.S. Supreme Court. If any of the three measures are approved, they would be placed on the statewide ballot in 2022 and would take effect in January of 2023. Students at MU are receiving another round of COVID-19 emergency financial aid of either $700 or $1,000 based on their FAFSA's Estimated Family Contribution, or EFC. The MU Financial Aid Department notified students that the money would automatically be put on their account. Some students were pleased to find out that they received the emergency aid. Others, like Olivia Evans, were disappointed in the shift to judging need based only on EFC.
Using the EFC is very problematic for me. For my personal financial situation, for example, my dad is unemployed, but my parents are taking money out of the 401k just so they can pay their bills and do what they can. And then my mom is employed and she makes less than 60 grand a year. My mom's job barely makes more than what my EFC is.
MU's financial aid department director explained that it had a finite amount of money to disperse, and the EFC offered a way to determine the students with the most need in order to get aid out as fast as possible. Missouri will not move ahead with a plan to process feral hog meat to help feed poor people after conservation officials said the invasive animals don't meet food safety standards. The Missouri Department of Conservation sends the nonprofit Conservation Federation of Missouri a state grant annually for its Share the Harvest program, which allows deer hunters to donate venison to poor people. But the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that this year, the Conservation Department left $300,000 budgeted for the program on the table after lawmakers required the money to be spent on processing feral hog meat in addition to deer meat. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.